And how do you think his altercation with the law affected the indie scene in New York?
It was terrible. I was laying down. I worked the night shift, so I was sleeping. My phone rings like around 11:45.
What do you do, if you don't mind me asking? Like, what do you do for a living away from wrestling?
I work at UPS. The health benefits and everything are it's good for me and my family.
Cool.
So I just
cool.
stick with it.
It's all good. Okay.
So I get a phone call like 11:45 in the morning talking about, hey, do you have anything to say about Blue Boy O'Reilly? And I was like, about what? Because it's WrestleMania weekend.
Sure.
And he wasn't my champion anymore. So I was just like, I don't know. I don't have anything to say. Like, what do you need to quote about? And they're like, he got arrested. And I was like, give me 5 minutes. Call me back. So as soon as I hung up, Joey B from Warriors Wrestling called me up and he was like, Dennis, this is so fucked up. Did you hear what happened? I'm like, no, man. Like, I legit just woke up 3 minutes ago. So I go online. For some reason, the first thing in my head was, it's one of those fake websites.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't. It was just like, wow, it's really weird. Like, kiddie porn. Wow, you think you know somebody, but you really don't. So, the first thing I did was, you know, publicly fire him. Then Jill followed suit. Then Battle Club followed suit. Then I pretty much think everybody else followed suit. And it was really weird. Like, it was a stiff blow. And, like, you know, everything that I had to do with Tier 1 was, like, you know, companies running against us, companies trying to get other promotions to pull their students and then this. It was just like, man, it was blow after blow after blow. But, hey, at least Riley wasn't champion at the time because would have pretty much crippled Tier 1. And what's crazy is in December, Riley lost the title. Sonny Kiss, who lost it to Darius Carter, and the next day, Riley lost the belt to Warriors of Wrestling as well. So he wasn't holding in the championships at the time, which really could have been critical to both companies.
Do you think that possibly like played a role in some other guys getting pushes that might not have been ready, or like do you think it was a positive thing in the long run, or you know?
Yeah, because he was a top baby face.
Yeah.
And now he was the top baby face in New York, and now if you look at it, Mike Verna took that spot over, and he has the ball, and he's rolling with it.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Now he's getting booked at Beyond. He's going to the West Coast. He's going to Italy next year, I think. Like, Verna's the man right now, and he was a former Tier 1 champion, and, like, I have so much respect for his work ethic. Like, he's a guy that gets it, and, you know, he's a student of the SATs, and they have such a bad reputation, and it's so weird because Mike Verna is, like, legit the nicest guy in the world. Like,
yeah, he's a very nice guy.
I've never heard anybody say a single bad thing about this guy. Like, he's a very likable guy.